Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
630 Chad and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer.
Brought to you by Digitex. Office equipment solutions North America wide.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
Closing in on 106 at Edmonton. Welcome back, everybody. Hour number two of Oilers Now. Bob Stauffer with you. Oilers Now brought to you by Digitex. Digitex.ca is Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office technology and software. In this hour, longtime NHL senior executive Scott Housen, who was GM in Columbus and twice had stints as assistant general manager of the Edmonton Oilers. He is now the American Hockey League president and CEO. And we'll also hear from my play-by-play partner, Cam Moon. Cam's on today. Jack's on tomorrow. We will tell you that keep texting us on our Ashley Fine Floors text line at 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted with Ashley Fine Floors. 143rd Street, 111th Avenue. Open Monday to Saturday as we head off to the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. The River Cree Resort Casino. Excitement. Bet on it. Our Oilers Now headliner today for Wilhauk Beef Jerky. It just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk. Wilhau. UK today. We welcome back Scott Housen. Hello, Scott. How you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How are you today?
Pretty good. Went down to watch the rookie camp. Dmitry Samarukov was pretty noticeable to me. He's a big kid. Now a big man, Scott. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think the Oilers have been good with the patience with him, and some players just take a little longer, and he had some fits and starts, and was really good in Russia, the Russian national teams, and under 18 and World Juniors, and kind of struggled his first year in the American League. So this is probably the right time for him to start emerging, and I don't want to speak for anybody, but probably a little bit in the American League, then he might be ready to go.
Now, you before going to the AHL, you were in a development role for the Oilers for a number of years being the assistant GM before going to Columbus as a GM, then returning to the organization. And one of the things that we've seen here is some of the work that's been done by Jay Woodcroft and the Oilers maybe doing a little bit better job developing players, Scott, in the past. And were we starting to maybe see some of that come to fruition just as you were exiting the organization to take on this gig with the AHL?
Yeah, I really was. I was excited about a lot of our prospects, and I could see the growth in the American League. I don't have to tell you the defense prospects that were on their way at the time when I was there, Bouchard, Broberg, Samarukov, even guys like Kemp and Desharnais and Kesselring. I mean, I was excited about all of them in terms of at least being good pros. And then you get them into pro and you see where they go. And, a lot of the time it's up to them. It's not up to the coach or, the teams give them all their resources and then it's up to them and how bad do they want it. And I just think when I left, there was a nice young stable of defensemen there that I was really excited about.
All right. You had kind of a strange odyssey here over the last, what's it been, about 16 or 18 months since you found out that you're going to take on the role and take over from Andrews as the AHL president and CEO, Scott?
Yeah, I found out in February of 2020, then the pandemic hit. We all know it hit a month later. I didn't actually start You know, I started in May 1 and I took over officially in July 1. So it's been, you know, 15 months in dealing with this. And we all thought that, you know, we were going to be out of it. If you had asked me 2 or 3 months ago, I would have said we're well on our way to being out of it. But that's not the case. And the variant's taken over and we're all dealing with it. And we're going to have to deal with it, looks like, for a long time.
Today, Bill Daly said that the NHL expects to have players at about a 98% vaccination rate, 99% in that range. May only have, this is by the start of the season, may only have 15 players unvaccinated. How challenging, I guess the first question I have for you pertaining to your role, Scott, with the American Hockey League as president and CEO, how challenging is it dealing with all of the, you know, you have federal rules in Canada and the United States, but then you have state rules in the States and in Canada, and you have teams in both countries and in a multitude of states and provinces. How much of
Sorry, go ahead.
No. How much of your time is spent navigating around that, Scott?
Well, there's a fair amount of time navigating around. What I'd say is that most of the time is spent dealing with making sure that we're going to be able to cross the border with our teams both ways. And, you know, there's not a lot of turnaround time in our league, Bob. Sometimes, you know, Toronto will play. They'll play on a Friday night at home, and they'll be in Rochester the next day, the next night. So, you know, you have to be ready for that. There's testing that has to get involved, that has to be done, perhaps going both ways. Right now, for sure, you have to test. You have to have a negative COVID test 72 hours before you enter into Canada. There's lots of things that our teams have to think about, and we're trying to help them and navigate that And so it can get complicated, but you just keep working through it one day at a time and you deal with the issues as they come.
As it stands right now, Scott, in the American Hockey League, is there full access to fans in every center?
Well, I guess not in Laval right now. I would say in the States, yes. And now some teams have put vaccination rules in or negative test rules in. I know Syracuse put you can't come in the rink unless you're vaccinated. So there's different rules for some of our teams. But, you know, other than Laval, and I'm not sure about all the Canadian teams, what the specific rules are there. I think Alberta is full go, isn't it?
As of yesterday, you have to apply for an exemption. But so what's going to happen in Edmonton is you have to have proof of vaccination or what the Oilers released about 3 weeks ago is a negative test 48 hours prior. Now, the province with this exemption said full vaccination, you know, basically private organizations can apply for an exemption and the exemption's got to be connected to having a private, you got to have full vaccination or 72 hours, but what the Oilers put out was 48 hours about 3 weeks ago. So,
right. And I think, I don't think Ontario, we have two teams in Ontario, they haven't completely decided yet. And then there's Laval and Montreal that I think are restricted. And I'm pretty sure BC might be restricted a little bit too. Although I'm not sure about BC and Manitoba right now. So we're going to have to find out exactly what the rules are there. But you know what, the rules change all the time anyway. So we just go day by day and we make sure that we're on top of it and we'll be ready. We don't play till October 16th.
Okay.
So we've got time to figure it out, but. But more importantly, it's for me, it's making sure our teams are prepared to cross the border and that we can, in fact, cross the border. And it looks like right now we can. So.
Okay. Now, and you can educate our listeners here, the NHL players have the NHLPA. Is there an association or a union for minor pro players?
There is. It's called the Professional Hockey Players Association. And as soon as a player, whether you're on a NHL contract or AHL contract, as soon as you get assigned to the American League, you become part of their union.
Okay. And is there, I know that there's an NHL and NHLPA agreement that's got basically two different standards, one for vaccinated players, one for unvaccinated players. Has that conversation taken place between the American Hockey League and that association?
Yes, we've talked to them. And we're right in the middle. We were waiting for the NHL protocols to drop, and they dropped September 2nd.
Okay.
And we're drafting ours, and it's actually going to go out for comments probably tomorrow to some of our stakeholders, including the Professional Hockey Players Association, for comments. And then hopefully by this time next week, we'll have final protocols that will be ready to go. And there will be different rules between for vaccinated and unvaccinated players and individuals and whatnot. So, you know, a lot of our protocols will follow what the NHL has done.
So if you're a staff member for the Oilers Entertainment Group like I am, you have to be vaccinated. That comes with the territory. And we knew because we...
If you're going to get near the players, and under our rules, I mean, there's some organizations that have just said, yes, you have to be vaccinated. But under our rules,
yep.
If you're going to get near the players or the coaches or the team traveling party, you have to be vaccinated.
And that comes with the territory. If you're going to travel, you had to know that was coming. So last year, you would have had organizations lose money. What's the split between NHL-affiliated teams that are actually owned by the NHL team and then teams that are privately owned by American Hockey League operators that then partner with the NHL? Do you know what that is off the top of your head?
Yeah, it's we have 32 teams. One team's not playing. That's Seattle's team in Palm Springs. They open up next year, so they are NHL owned. But of the 31 remaining teams, we have 11 that are independently owned and 20 that are NHL owned.
There's no salary cap. Like I know that everybody. Yesterday we had Mike Rupp on talking about the Danbury Trashers in the UHL. Have you seen that documentary, by the way, on Netflix?
I haven't yet. I've got to watch that.
You'd get a chuckle over that. Is there a salary cap for the 11 privately owned teams? Like, I believe, is Hershey one of the privately owned teams?
They are. Yeah. There's no salary cap. Teams can spend whatever they want. And this is all worked out. I mean, for the 11 independent teams, you know, they work this out with their NHL affiliate, and they pay them at a fee for the players, and then the NHL team usually takes care of the players. So it's usually in the hands of the NHL team about, you know, what they want to spend on their American League team.
Yeah, it's interesting to me, right? Because one of the things that Bakersfield has done is, you know, as an example, Brad Malone and Adam Cracknell are not on NHL contracts, but they're being looked after in AHL deals, and that's one of the ways you can kind of provide a little bit more depth to organizations and help in terms of, you know, having some older veteran moxie to go along, Scott, with some of those younger developing prospects and maybe taking some of the pressure and heat off those kids.
Yeah, that's quite common in the American League that you get some players to agree to AHL contracts. You're only allowed 50 contracts, you know this, and 50 NHL contracts. So you don't want to bump up against that because you might want to pick up a guy on waivers or make a 3-for-1 trade or something at some point. So you never want to get right to 50. You want to be in the mid-40s and at the most, probably. So if you can get a Cracknell or another player like that on an AHL contract, then you're not bringing an NHL contract. And they provide tremendous leadership. I was at the Pacific Division playoffs last year, and Cracknell was tremendous for their team and really provided great leadership, and you could see how important he was to their group. So those types of players are invaluable in the American Hockey League.
Scott Housen, American Hockey League president and CEO, joining us here in Oilers Now. Scott, by the way, one of the guys that played in Danbury, though they did not feature him in the documentary, was John Morasty, and when you were GM of Columbus, you ended up putting him in Syracuse, didn't you?
Yes, he was part of our team in Syracuse, yeah, and he became a fan favorite in Syracuse.
A very specified role, suffice to say.
Yes, and he did it well, Bob.
Yeah, that's all we're going to do. It was a different time. All right, hey, did you have to, you spent all those years in Columbus, and you know, which is the hotbed of Ohio State football. Where is the American Hockey League head office now based?
It's in Springfield, Massachusetts, which is just north, 20 minutes north of Hartford, and And it's been here for a long time. It's been here for, I don't know that it's been here since our existence, which is about 85 years, but it's certainly been here for 50 or 60 years. So this is where it is, and that's where I am presently.
And how's the move gone for you? I mean, you know, how's your family handle that? I know are they all out of the house now in school or moved on to their professional careers?
Yeah, for the most part, they're in college, and so it was a good time for me to move. Actually, my wife and I decided that we weren't going to move until our last daughter went to college, and she went. This is her second year away, so it was a good time to move. And we've picked up, and we're here, and we're happy, and we still got a lot to do with the house, but. All is good.
Is it a different? I mean, when you're in Columbus, it's all about OSU football, Ohio State football. How different is it in Springfield, sports wise?
Yeah, it's a lot. I guess the most interesting thing I'd say to you is that when I would drive around Columbus, you would never see, or very rarely would you see a street hockey net out in a driveway. And you drive around Springfield, and it's quite common here that you see street hockey nets out and kids playing. So you're in a little bit more hockey country in New England. And that's no surprise. New England has been a traditional U.S. hockey hotbed for a long time.
Right. And for the listeners that aren't aware, Eddie Shore, did he not own that team in Springfield like forever?
Yeah, he was a big part of Springfield, a big part of hockey. But yeah, big part of the American League, big part of Springfield hockey. Yes.
And then you got Boston University and Boston College. Do you miss being? I mean, now you got to worry about 32 teams, Scott. Do you miss being affiliated with just one?
Well, I mean, there's certain parts of it you miss, and then you miss the people. Like I was, when Kenny took over, I thought that it was going to be really good for me, and I had a good relationship with Kenny because we were both GMs and not far away from each other. So, but this opportunity was too good to pass up, and I'm really, really happy in the job that I have. It's a challenge. It's something different than I've ever done, and I like challenges. So very happy where I am.
And is there opportunity for growth for the league? I mean, you just went off, a real tough scenario. I don't even know how many buildings actually had fans in them down there last year during the season. Obviously, there was none in Canada, but you're going to have to be rebuilding the brand a little bit, aren't you, for the AHL here over the next couple
years? Yeah, it's going to be a challenge for our team. We had some fans in some markets last year, but there were caps for the most part on how many they could have. So it was a tough year for everybody, but we got the season in. With the NHL's help and our AHL owner stepped up, and now it's hopefully we'll start rebuilding and start getting people back in. I don't know if there's going to be some hesitancy to get back into arenas or not. We'll have to find that out. Our owners and our teams are very positive and optimistic, and things are moving well. So hopefully we'll just continue in that direction.
Well, I spent a little bit of time in Palm Springs, Palm Desert back in 1986-87. Kudos to Seattle for placing. That's a pretty nice place to. I don't think they'll have any problem recruiting AHL veterans to go on there on AHL deals and not at the end of their career, if you know what I'm saying. Scott, much appreciated. We'll catch up down the road, okay?
Good, Bob. Thanks. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That is Scott Housen. He's the president and CEO of the American Hockey League. Two different stints in Oilers management. Was part of the group with Kevin Lowe that built a team for the 06 playoff run. And yes, it was a bit of a surprising run. Then he went to Columbus in 07, was their general manager, or had Rick Nash request a trade. Columbus got a pretty good return on that trade, by the way. Several of the players that were part of the upset over Tampa Bay a couple years ago with Columbus were actually acquired by Scott Housen, who was let go during the lockout season of 12-13 in around February of 2013. And then he returned to the Oilers like 3 weeks to a month later. And I know for a fact, and you may have gotten a hint there, but there were three or four other teams that had sort of looked at bringing him in as well. Was with the Oilers, had moved in kind of a development role under Ken Holland, and part of his job was looking at prospects, and these would be the prospects that would not be on the American Hockey League. So many of you have heard Scott on a fairly regular basis because we tried to catch up with him about every 6 weeks when he'd make trips to Europe to get updates on some of the European prospects and some of the NCAA college prospects as well. It is 1:24 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you. During the season, all season long, the Oilers Now Injury Report is brought to you by James H. Brown Injury Lawyers, the heavy hitters of injury law. When accidents happen, go to jameshbrown.com. We will tell you. Yesterday, the Oilers make an official. Dylan Holloway will miss minimum the next 3 months after getting surgery on his wrist. They put that out yesterday. We'll take a quick timeout. Scott Housen, by the way, was our headliner today. For
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, The Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wilhauk beef jerky just might be the best you've ever tasted. Search for Wilhauk, W-I-L-H-A-U-K today. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Leon Draisaitl from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Leon Draisaitl, number two in scoring last season, led the NHL, won the Art Ross year before, and the MVP, Connor McDavid. Leon Draisaitl, 1-2 in NHL scoring for last three seasons overall. Just heard for Scott Housen. On Thursday, starting in October, Kevin Weeks will join us for our friends at Canadian Power Pack, Alberta's leader in electrical construction and service, electrical prefabrication, and solar. And there's an old saying in the car business, cars cost less in Wetaskiwin. Brent Ridge Ford of Wetaskiwin is committed to providing unequaled automotive excellence, resulting in completely satisfied lifetime customers. If you currently have a vehicle that you're not using enough, payments or an interest rate that's too high, vehicle you may want to sell, refinance, or trade in for something different, go visit Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang at Brent Ridge Ford, or give them a call, 1-877-477-3673, or visit BrentRidge.com. Sparky Kev says, Bob, thanks for mentioning the documentary yesterday about the Danbury Trashers. It's on Netflix. I watched it last night. What a wild story. A shame it was only 1 year, but made it for a great watch. Highly recommended. I actually think that the Galantes had the team for two. So it kind of spanned a two-year run. But, yeah, it was a crazy, crazy story. And there's other stories out there. Somebody made a good point yesterday that the scenario in which they're in Fleury ended up with the horse-like thunder. That was a pretty interesting year during the lockout year in 04, 05. We've heard stories about what happens over in the KHL as well. Interesting, to say the least. Brendan, I can't reiterate the point more of Samarukov. He looked like a man today. I'm not saying he looked like the man. I mean, I had to leave to get back to the studio here, but that's a big guy in defense. And the Oilers, it's interesting. Take a look at the size of Tampa Bay's. And I know they got Hedman, but Cernak was a bit of a surprise there. The Lightning have got a bigger D, right? They got Sergachev. And how good was that trade for Drouin? And the Oilers, Bouchard 6 foot, Darnell Nurse 6'4", Bouchard 6'2", Broberg 6'4", Samarukov 6'3" and thick. They're going to have some size in the defense as they transition some of these guys to the pros. It's going to be exciting, exciting times to say the least. Tell you what. We're going to go off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell when we come back. Mooner, Cam Moon joins us here in Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.